All right, if Mark Poloncarz won't discuss the stadium, we will. And we're just having a general roundtable conversation here about a stadium, new or refurbished, or a convention center, new or refurbished. And we're assuming, for the sake of our discussion today, that it's all taxpayer money, and it certainly wouldn't be all taxpayer money. But where should the focus be on the funding? Also, where should they be? Should one stay in the city and one stay in the suburbs like we have now? Should they be combined? Should we have one new one and one refurbished one? Everything's on the table. We'd like your opinion. 803-0930, 1-800-616-9236, *930. Let's go to Paul in Middleport. Paul, you're on WBEN.
Andy, I love you, but I got a little bit different take on this.
That's fine.
I'm wondering how we went from a few months ago discussing a bad behavior on account of football players to today, maybe taxpayers chipping in and buying a billionaire owned team owner a new stadium and millionaire football players. If you want, you're thinking like a city dweller again. You know, there's people out here in the hinterlands. Do you want them to be our team too? I want our team that represents our values a little bit better. You want our support? Think of a winning record and maybe just get Tebow in there. Okay.
All right. So you're saying that you don't think the Bills represent the community well enough and shouldn't be as held in high esteem as we usually have them.
Correct. And there's better ways the money can be spent on infrastructure, like removing low underpasses around the city. Like, how about the old barn grant? What happened to the old barn grant? Help us out here in rural Western New York.
Well, you know, we could go back to horses, too, if you really wanted to. But the bottom line is, whether we have a misbehaving player or not is immaterial to the discussion we're having now about the fact that the National Football League is the elite franchise to have, and cities that have it get higher grades than cities that don't.
Well, they may get higher grades than cities that don't, but you take a look at the NFL at large right now. You look at their stocks, and the viewership is down, way down, because of their behavior.
Well, so what would you do? You would not be too aggressive in trying to get either a new or refurbished stadium? Is that what you're saying?
Correct. Maybe a convention center, but the new stadium, no. Let them play in the old one for a while until they can demonstrate better performance.
All right. Thank you for calling. I appreciate it. I don't think that's going to work, but what are you going to do?
And just a heads up, Tim Tebow plays baseball now.
Yeah.
He's actually on the Mets.
Yeah. I know. I was wondering why he was wearing that cap instead of a helmet. Yeah, we haven't discussed too much so far the location. Now, obviously, critical mass would say downtown. But you got to look at what's above ground, and you have to look at what's below ground. I think the real problem with downtown, whether you put just a new spanking new convention center or you manage to get the stadium there too, is the infrastructure of what's underneath the ground. Some of those things which carry the utilities are 100 years old. They said it was, they were over 100 years old years ago. So probably would not fit and be able to handle what we need in a modern infrastructure. So there's considerable cost, and it's all below ground, something you'd never see with your eyes. So I'm wondering if you get your bang for your buck, you'd have to do it in order to make it work. But it's not one of those things that's flashy. Or you can put in a brochure or whatever. The second is actual space. Now, I don't know how many zombie houses we have in Buffalo. I think we have a lot of them. But whether they're located in an area that would be compact enough for us to put these type of things, either a newer convention center or a stadium or a combination, I don't know if we have enough room or where it would be. As you go out to the suburbs, there's more room. I always thought that Maine and what is it, Hopkins or whatever, ECC, there, that huge plot right there at the...
Maine and Young?
Yeah, Maine and Young. Yeah, it is Young, yeah. But they announced the other day that they have plans for that, so that would kind of go out the window. But there's more room outside of the city, but you'd like to have critical mass in the city if you can do it. I don't know if you can do it or not. In fact, why don't we ask Dan in West Seneca? Dan, you're on WBEN. Hello, Dan.
Hey, how are you, Sandy? You mentioned Jerry Jones, so you're the stimulus for my comment. I seem to remember that Jerry Jones was the financial driving force in Dallas for that new stadium, and it's a wonderful venue. So to me, kudos to him and private enterprise. Private money, private enterprise for profit is the driving force that a football stadium needs. And again, I understand what you say about going downtown, but Sandy, if you go downtown, bare minimum, you're going to displace some residential residents. You're going to displace some what used to be commercial property. You're also going to create a vacant property in Orchard Park that any future development would be prohibitive because of the cost of the demolition. So and when they built Orchard Park for a cost of $40 million, it was modeled after Dallas with the stadium moved to a suburb of Dallas on purpose.
Well, remember now, when we talk about Jerry Jones, at the time, and I think it's still that way, the Cowboys are the most valuable franchise we have in America. So he's got a lot of money to play with. Plus, Dallas has a lot of corporations. Texas has a lot of corporations. No problem selling those suites and whatever. So even though they're both in the same leagues, they may not be in the same league financially, and we have to consider that.
I think you made a wonderful point, but keep in mind that Mr. Pegula is backing the fracking business. His net worth is probably equal to Jerry Jones, and if you take government out of private business tends to thrive. And I think a few of your callers had mentioned that the marketing and the consumerism for an NFL football team today would have to be regional. And you yourself pointed out that if you added us with the population of Toronto and Rochester and that of Western New York,
The Bills started doing that, recall, with not only Ontario and Toronto, but also up to Rochester. They started trying to market the team regionally. Ontario has their own football league, but I'm sure they have a lot of NFL fans too. So they started that regional outstretch to try and get people to come here. And I think they've had some success with that. I don't know if they've been ultra successful with it or not.
Build a dome, keep the two entities separate, get government out of private business, and watch us thrive.
I love the thought of going with just private business money. Thank you. Thank you very much. I like that a lot. However, in the real world, maybe that will happen, maybe it won't. 803-0930, 1-800-616-9236, star 930. What do we need? Do we need a new stadium and a refurbished convention center? Do we need a refurbished stadium and a new convention center? Do we need new and new? And do we need the suburbs or do we need the city? 803-0930, we'd like to talk to you after this. Love our stadium, love snow games and watching the Dolphins freeze here in December. I wish we played on grass. Signed, Football Elvis. So that's the man who is
John Lang.
Elvis. Yes, he's there at every game. You never miss him. So that's what he thinks.
Always nice seeing John comment and talking to John. But here's the thing. I love the cold games too, but it becomes a thing like when they don't mean anything, like the cold games this year. You know, does that make, you know what I mean?
Yeah, like the biggest part of the cold game was that it was cold.
It was cold and the game meant something. It was for a playoff spot. Like that Indianapolis Colts game 2 years ago was so much fun because they won that game to stay alive in the playoffs. But look at the Detroit game this year. Now, it wasn't snowing, but it was really cold. Not so much fun. Both teams out of the playoffs. It was fun to watch Josh Allen, but, you know,
I think you have to have a dome.
There's part of part of me that likes the outdoors. New England's outdoors, Green Bay's outdoors. There's part of me that likes that. But then the other part, how about the games that it's just not as much fun cold because it doesn't mean anything?
Yeah, I think it. You have to have a dome. I don't think you can discuss a new stadium unless it's a dome. Here's another. With the Pegulas, they opened the stadium for concerts. The county did not. That's revenue, signed Marty and Elma. Well, keep this in mind now. that any revenue produced by the stadium goes to the team. And it's always been that way. If you look at the lease right from the beginning, the lease is not and never has been a good deal for the taxpayers. Never. We basically give them money to keep the infrastructure up to snuff. They get all the revenue from anything produced there. It's virtually a one-sided deal, but you needed that to get in the NFL, and now you need it to stay in the NFL.
You know, as we were mentioning yesterday, a dome stadium would give you that versatility, would give you that multi-purpose function. High schools could use it in the springtime for lacrosse, baseball, softball to get going. You could hold the championships for youth football as well as high school. So you can get in, and you have to pay rent in order to use it. So you would be getting some money.
Yeah, I'm thinking a dome, or don't even go further.
Right.
I mean, it has to be a dome.
Well, I think retractable roof.
You could have Ivory, yeah, sure.
Yeah.
That's not a problem.
Yeah. Here's the thing, though. Yes, the Pegulas are banking off of those things, but I have to say, since the lease, they have taken that money and made upgrades to the stadium that hadn't been made in years. Like, they've actually done their best to make that stadium timely, up to the time.
And if you look at it on television, it looks as nice as anybody's stadium.
It's a good-looking stadium.
It's a good-looking stadium. It's got a nice feel about it. It says football. I mean, there's no question about that. If you look at it like that, it looks just as good as any of the multi-billion-dollar stadiums. It doesn't have all the bells and whistles. But remember this. The other owners in the NFL don't care about that. They really don't. What they care about is total revenue. How much is going to drop to the bottom line? How much are we going to divide up? And that's all there is to it. They may dress it up. They may put a nice dress with a pink bow and lipstick. But that's exactly how they feel.
Now, Joe, you've been to lots of stadiums. What do we need tchotchke-wise to take us to the next level?
I think the argument is, you know, they've done a great job expanding the corridors. But as Sandy said, there's only so much you can do with the space you have. They've done a great job of that. But it is very cramped. Halftime, it gets ridiculous. But there's only so much of that you can avoid. You know, these other stadiums get cramped at halftime as well. You know, and like you guys said, on TV, it looks amazing. I mean, you can't tell me the difference between that and FedEx Field on TV. They have three video boards. That's more than some NFL stadiums. And like I said, I love the old feel when you're at the Bills Stadium. You're right on top of the field, right on top of the action. Everyone's close together. I think some of these newer stadiums are really just blah. And, you know, hey, Buffalo might be playing like blah, but we're not a blah sports base.
It's style over substance, basically. So we're asking, where should it be located, too? I think it would be more expensive to have it downtown if there's even land available. There's a way to get land. Obviously, you can buy it. If you have to, I guess the government could procure it. But I don't know if there's a big enough footprint available to put a combination downtown. And when I say downtown, it doesn't have to be, you know, right in front of City Hall, but it can be in the downtown corridor. I think that if you're going to combine them, that would be ideal. Because everything's there. The hotels are already there. We got a lot of space, a lot of beds available, and we're moving forward. We got things to see. We're right on the water. Remember what I said before? I thought that any new stadium should have an actual marina attached to it, so that people could come in and take boat rides. They could come in with their own boats. All kinds of things on game day, and that could be used during all of the baseball season.
That would be cool.
And part of the football season. Imagine that. That'd be a lot of fun. So with some imagination, we could come up with a lot of good things, and there's more opportunity for these imagination-type things in the city than in the suburbs. But the suburbs has more rooms, more room, period. So it's a matter of which one would make the most sense. But I do think the one thing that we have to think about is combining them. And I also like the retractable roof dome situation rather than just an open air stadium.
If we didn't go with the combination and, you know, we had to look for someplace that had enough land, I think Wheatfield would be a great location. Plenty of land and get you closer for the people coming in from Canada.
Tony just bought some land in Wheatfield, and so that's very, very nice. Oh, a famous face is here. Look at that. The only thing missing is a camera.
I can't see.
You can't see his famous face?
No.
Come on in, famous face.
Oh, there he is.
There he is.
Definitely
Kevin O'Connell, everyone's sweetheart. How you doing, Kev?
I'm fine, my friend. How are you?
Good. I was talking to my representative was talking to your
yes,
representative.
Yes, she was.
About a jukebox, I think.
Well,
so.
The jukebox you got was a Wurlitzer original. You got the granddaddy.
I have a
beauty.
Yeah. Try and get it repaired.
Thank you very much. I went to an auction about 7-8 months ago. Not looking for that. It just happened to be there. But mine, unlike yours, probably came from a sports bar or something. It was mounted on the wall. So we got it home, and of course it doesn't really
work. Which is
work.
More than Beamer's ever been, but that's another story.
And I've been looking all over the place for it, and finally I went to Facebook, and I put a little note. Any of you people out there know, and I heard from a very mutual friend of ours.
Yes.
And the person said, yeah, here's the guy you want to get. And I called the guy, and lo and behold, he came over, checked it all out. We loaded it in the back of his van. I said, by the way, I have another friend.
Who has a jukebox, who was looking for a guy to repair it.
Well, I heard from your
my
better half, and she told me that Sandy's been looking all over. If this guy turns out to be good, would you give him my phone number so I can talk to him?
Absolutely, and we can redo our family room like Happy Days.
We have
the jukebox there.
You can
emcee it.
Sure. We'll come in there and we'll play all those hits by Danny and Joey. There was only one.
I got 30 seconds. How did you like being on television in Los Angeles, knowing that the biggest movie stars in the world could be watching you?
They were. And it was fun because I go and pay big money to watch them work.
Yeah.
They get me for free.
They should do that. Kevin O'Connell, look for him on a TV screen near you or maybe at Chef's at the bar in the front as you walk in.
And
the
new
door.
One, too.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, I can hardly wait for the new one.
That's right around the
block. Are you kidding me? Kevin O'Connell, always good to see him. We'll be back after this. And we are back with Beach and Company. The nice part about doing a radio show is every once in a while, somebody walks by the glass in the front and, why, that person looks familiar. It's Kevin O'Connell and a dear friend. We've known each other for a long, long time.
We have.
I was asking you, when you were in Los Angeles, you hosted a game show. And what was it like knowing that Spielberg could be watching?
I don't know about Stevens. The show was called Go. And after 13 weeks, they added two letters, N-E, and we were gone. Okay, that's the way
that was it.
That was it. But, you know, I had the same celebrity pool as Dick Clark had for Pyramid. So Michael Fox was on Pyramid. Michael Fox was on Go.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, it was cool.
We
had the same producer, Bob Stewart, rest his soul, great guy. And it was a good discipline, Sandy, as you know in this business. I mean, if anyone wants to look at your legacy of all of the music shows you've done, the talk shows in other cities, and now right back here on your home turf, it's all about experiences, and you can put them all together, and they all give you a little something. And that gave me a discipline that I hadn't had before. So.
Well, you always have been one of the preferred personalities here in Western New York. And I was just wondering if you have any opinions about either the stadium or the convention center or because we seem to be in a growing mode right now.
Well, you know, I came over to do a little spot with Susan Rose on BEN, and I was listening to you coming across, as I always do, in the morning. And, boy, you have hit the target. I mean, a lot of people are saying we need something like this. And if you've ever been to any of these other venues, AT&T down in Irving or something like that, it's not so much that we don't have a facility where you can play a game of football. It's just that you're right with the commercialism, and we don't have a lot of that local support, but you need futuristic people. What are going to be the fan demands in 2025, 2030? I mean, there's where these stadiums are going to come in. And I think I was thinking about killing maybe two birds with one stone. If we have some city property that is really not where it used to be or should be, using that and tying it in with the arena, which is a terrific arena. The convention center, think about it. We've got the Frozen Four coming in here. We also have lots of smaller conventions. Somebody once told me, that we don't have enough rooms that we could hold, let's say, a Baptist church convention, because you get so many thousands of people coming in for these things. But you're right on two accounts. Number one, weather is important, and that's why Vegas and in New Orleans do so well. They have other things to do. But good grief, we have a wonder of the world within 20 minutes, and we can't market all of that.
Mary Alice? A wonder of the world.
Go ahead. Go ahead. All right. This will be my last appearance on this.
Thank you. Try the video.
Thank you very much. No, I have no comment.
No.
And I just feel that, you know, we have great assets here, you know, both culturally, and we have world-class theaters. We have great talent that's coming in to perform here. And I think we have all of those things. Don't overlook them. And if you can get the good marketer, I love the topic because everybody has an opinion. But the question is, who's going to pay for it?
Well, that's exactly right. And whether how much the pagulas will kick in, things like that.
Important. You know what? You guess where I was yesterday.
Let's see. Club Margiela?
No, thank you very much.
Where else?
I was in Cleveland, Ohio, watching our UB football team.
UB basketball team.
I'm sorry.
They did it.
Well, but the point is, you drive into Cleveland, and of course, you have the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And
I'm in. Yes, I know you're there.
I'm there with you, but in a different category.
Yes, I hope you left a little note where I am.
Yes. And I.
So you're there too. What's the category?
I went for the basketball game.
Okay.
And we just wanted to watch them. The arena, the Quicken Loans Arena, terrific venue there. But we also have a great venue. And I'm looking at Cleveland Browns Stadium, but it's all kind of together.
Oh, it is. It is. You can see.
You can walk one block.
Which makes sense.
Yes, and we have gaming in Buffalo. They have gaming. We've got football. They've got football.
So the same lake.
You knew.
We have the same lake.
We do, but there's no ice down at that end of the lake. It's all up here in our backyard.
You know what I'd love to have a holy picture of? I will tell you, I'd pay a lot of money to see it, and that's you and John Beard on a night on the town. I cannot imagine what that's like.
He's a fun man.
He would fit right in with us.
He's a fun guy. The time they hit Tommy Shannon's.
Oh, I love Tommy Shannon.
Party.
Yeah.
And the people that showed up at that, we were over in a corner, yours truly, you, let's see, Danny was there.
Everybody was there.
Sandy, my ribs were sore. So, I mean, it was a fun time to be with great guys. The audience here only knows you from 9 to noon, whatever your time slot is. And I think that's a shame. Because there is so much fun with that. You guys are the personalities that made media, or certainly radio, much fun in Buffalo. There was no better market in the country. Now, Cleveland is 18, and we're, I think, 53 in terms of TV, but that's population-based.
I'll tell you one thing. You and Shannon and several others, I've never heard a bad word about you guys.
Well,
never, ever.
That's nice.
That's the fun part about it. And John,
have you talked to my wife? Take my wife, please.
And Beard. I mean, Beard, when he was doing the morning on Channel 2, I used to watch him for an hour before I got ready to come to work here. And he just sparkles on television. He lights it up.
We vacation together. We try to have lunch every week together with Eddie Kilgore. Let me tell you, do we have time for a super?
Who pays?
It's a flip of the coin.
Is it?
I have a quick story to tell you.
Go ahead.
Do you remember a couple of weeks ago when the producers of what was the Broadway play that they said you can't run this
anymore? Now you're going to drive me crazy because
it was
in my
going
mind.
To be at the Cavanoke for their opening night.
All right, now dun 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 dun.
Maybe somebody will flip.
It's a well-known Broadway show, and he had it on
Broadway.
It
wasn't To Kill a Mockingbird, was it?
It was.
Well, we got a call about a month ago. We did a little vacation together, Carolyn and myself, John and his date du jour.
Nice.
Well, the date du jour turned out to be Miss Linda Pearl.
Fonzie's
girlfriend on Happy Days.
Oh, wow.
We knew Linda, and she's been around. Linda Pearl found out about the Cavanaugh's potential problem. And she called, sent me a text, and said, let me know who the heads of that theater is, because if they're going to ban this and not allow it, it's so close to production time that she would be willing to come in, fill the spot that show would have taken with her one-woman show.
Oh, really?
And worked it all out.
Oh, wow.
That's the kind of people I'm talking about.
Nice.
So,
yeah.
You know, we were hanging out together, and she will be coming back. She loves Buffalo. She only has been here a few times, but absolutely loves this community.
When they dip their toe here, they like it. And a lot of them stay if they play football here or on TV, radio, whatever.
So that's why I thought that those comments, whether they're true or false, that supposedly Antonio Brown made about
said
our
kids. Want to come to football.
Jim Kelly. Have him talk to Jim.
Because we saw the complete metamorphosis of Jim Kelly.
Absolutely.
All right, Mr. Thank you for coming.
Hey, Sandy, it's always a pleasure. And
anytime you're cutting a commercial, stop in here. Will you please? Kevin O'Connell.
Anytime there's time for Catholic Health, there's always time for Sandy Beach.
Oh, get a little plug in there. Very nice. We'll be back.
Thank you.
We'll be back after. We're talking about stadium. We're talking about a convention center. Do we need a new stadium and a new convention center? A new stadium and a refurbished convention center? A new convention center and a refurbished stadium? I mean, everything's on the table for us right now, and we'd like your opinion. Where should it be? Should it be in Buffalo proper? Should it be in the suburbs? Now, one thing Kevin mentioned, and I think it's worth looking into, I'm sure they have records on this, how many zombie houses we have. Zombie houses are people, there's nobody living in them, and the people own them and have owned them sometimes for years and don't do anything, and they're falling down, falling apart, and whatever. That if we had enough zombie housing in a configuration that you could put them together and then eliminate them, then maybe you'd have enough room to do things downtown. But don't forget about the infrastructure. Sewer pipes, 100 years old. 100 years old and more. So the infrastructure might be considerable, but it's worth talking about. Here's what we have on some of our texts. Sandy, we already have the new convention center. El Duce got it for us. When Solar City tanks, Buffalo takes over, and then we have our convention center. Well, let's hope that that doesn't happen, but there's certainly a thought. Let's see, what else do we have? We need a football team before we think of doing anything about a stadium, signed Helen.
Well, I think you're going to be surprised because I think they are well on their way to having a football team.
Well, yeah, they get they're trying actively in the offseason to strengthen the team with some pretty interesting choices. Let's see. What about Oppenheimer Park on Niagara Falls Boulevard? Now, Tony, you're there a lot.
I love Oppenheimer.
I've been by it.
It's not big enough.
It's not big enough. That's the first thing I was going to ask you.
In fact, they are going to be doing some work on it. They're moving the entrance so that it lines up with the traffic signal that's kitty-corner to it. And there's talk of other upgrades that they're going to make to the park.
Now here it says, Sandy, don't forget the seat licensing fee will rise if we have a new stadium and the average John wouldn't be able to afford it. I think seat licensing fees is the biggest joke in the world.
It won't fly here.
No. You're telling me that I need to pay you a fee so that I can pay you money for a seat. Is that what you're telling me? I'm not buying it. The Raiders are the first ones that came up with that. Al Davis was the man who invented the seat licensing fee. And remember, we were talking about the seat licensing fee for the new stadium in Vegas. You're going to have to be a casino owner to have that. I mean, my God. And so I think that's totally ridiculous and piggy.
Although the income level at residents in Las Vegas, I was talking to a buddy of mine. In fact, he's going to be stopping in for a visit. I haven't seen him since 1987. He says it's gone up so much in Las Vegas. The population has grown so much. So I can see Vegas being able to afford it.
Well, yeah, there's enough money in Vegas to do it.
They have the income.
I just have an absolute hatred of the seat licensing fee.
Me
I really
too.
Do, because it's so wrong in so many ways. Here's one. Why don't we just let Danny Neverth pay for the new stadium and call it Danny's Place? That's not a bad idea. Of course, he'd have to open the door to the counting room and take part of it out and pay for it.
I know who would definitely be against that.
Who?
Danny.
Yeah, exactly. In fact, he'd have... he'd have complimentary tickets to opening day at the new stadium.
He got Crunch Roll Stadium.
That's it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Teams are in it for the crunch.
Right.
I like that. Yes.
I don't think it would be I think they'd have a problem even proposing it in Buffalo because less than half the NFL has it now. And you have to look at comparable markets, right? So look at Jacksonville, New Orleans, and Cleveland. Well, those three markets don't have personal seat license.
Good.
So I think it would be very difficult for them to even propose that and have it being taken seriously. I mean, Jacksonville, they can't sell seats as it is. They have a pool in their stadium. They're not selling PSLs.
You know, I'd love to see. It'll never happen. I'd love to see the NFL do what Green Bay did and issue stock. The people that buy stock in the Packers don't have voting rights, but they actually own the team, so that the team would never move. I mean, for one thing, and I think that sort of thing. I'd love to see the whole NFL be like that, but that would never happen.
And they also do not have personal seat license, and as stock owners, they never will.
Yeah. I mean, football is great. We also have to think of the less sexier of the two, which would be the convention center, but that's also very important to us, and we have to make sure it's not the redheaded stepchild there. We want to make sure that they're treated equally, and if they were being discussed at the same time, I think the NFL discussion would take the oxygen right out of the air, or right out of the sky, out of the where would the oxygen come from?
Out of the tank.
I wish Kevin was still here because he could tell us. See, he was a weatherman.
Yes.
He could tell us where oxygen begins. What do you think?
But I do have to agree with Kevin. I saw the Mets play out in Cleveland a few years ago, and the sports complex, it's just, downtown Cleveland is beautiful. I mean, you have Theater District going right into the sports area. You can see the Q, right? I mean, the Q is literally connected to Progressive Field. It's an awesome atmosphere, great bar scene before the game.
Yeah, it was well thought out. I go to the Hall of Fame there on a regular basis to see myself. I think it's
important. I was just looking at that picture the other day, by the way.
With my sideburns?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The one that's in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
And my Sennheiser headphones. Yes. It's in the Hall of Fame.
I'm taking a road trip just to see you.
Are you?
I'm going to take a road trip. I've done a last-minute road trip to Cleveland after a concert once, but that's a story we're not going to get into on the air.
And please, when you visit me at the Hall of Fame, please, no kneeling. A slight genuflect will be fine.
Yes, okay.
That's enough. Okay. We'll be back with more. We want to hear from you about the two major issues of things that are important to the future of our community. They have different goals and different atmospheres, different needs, but they're both very important. And that would be the football stadium and the convention center on News Radio 930 WBM.